It's 8:56. Let's take a look at the markets now with Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are things looking on this Friday?
Well, we're higher here today for the first time this week, I believe. We have the September corn at 3.98¾, up 6 cents. December corn is at 4.08¼, up 5¾ cents. The August beans are at 8.50¾, up 3¾. November beans at 8.69¾, up 4½. The September wheat is at 4.84¼. That's up 8¾. And next July wheat is at 5.06. Broke that $5 mark at 5.06, up 5 cents. For the week, we're still down here about 18 cents or so on the wheat, on the soft wheat. The corn is down about 17 cents for the week right now, and soybeans are still down about 30 cents. So it hasn't been a very good week. The weather, China, demand in general is still all the factors that are influencing the market, and of course the charts and the technical side. I think we're trading as well because there's a lot of confusion out here as far as supply and demand, it seems like. There are starting to see, we do have the USDA report out next Monday, that week from Monday, the 12th, and we are starting to see some private reports. One of those came out yesterday, had an increase in corn yields compared to the prior month's USDA report, and a decrease of about a bushel and a half on bean yields. So we'll see, continue to see next week some more private guesses as far as what the USDA is going to come out with on the 12th. That's going to be a very important report. The Brazilian data came out yesterday. Some data came out, and they basically increased their soybean exports for the year about 7.8 million metric tons. And they are up on corn exports this year by about almost 200 and some million bushel more exports on corn than what they had because of their big second crop corn that they've got. Other than that, other news, I think the weather right now, we have the Midwest forecast did take some of the rain a week from today, or about a week out, took some of that rain out of the forecast. I think that's helping support the market today. The 11-16 day continues to show some ridging out west and flow across the Midwest, so chance of getting some better than average chance of getting some rain. So we'll see what we have on the condition report next Monday and go from there.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Jim.
Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, bringing us our opening commodity report. We'll have another report in 2 hours here on WILL AM 580. Don't forget the closing market report at 2:06 and Commodity Week, as we have it every Friday at 2:30 p.m.